Eats Meast West, and the latest beer on tap at Empire Brewing Company in downtown Syracuse. The new Two Dragon beer is the result of a trip by a Syracuse business delegation to China last year. Economic development officials hope the business model that led to this beer will start a trend. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The new craft brew relies on Fu Brick tea imported from China for its unique taste, and it got rave reviews when it was introduced at the Empire Brewing Company this week.
It's a beer that I feel like I could drink really anytime.
It has a little tea edge to it, but it just tastes like a great beer.
Empire founder David Kotleski says it actually makes sense to use tea in the brewing of beer.
What you're doing is combining two different types of fermented products into one. So I think there is a good synergy there.
There's also a kind of synergy between Empire and the Jinghui Fu Tea Company of China. Officials from the two companies met while a delegation of Center State CEO staff and Syracuse community members, including Kotleski, went on a 7-day trip to China. Center State President Rob Simpson says this can be an example of how companies large and small can take advantage of the global market.
I mean, here you have a restaurateur and a craft brewer in Syracuse, New York that is doing a joint venture with a Chinese tea company. I think it shows the creativity and the potential that that we want the entire region to follow suit.
As for the tea company, Vice President Luo Ping expects the brew to find fans way beyond Syracuse.
I think that in the near future, more people will taste it in New York City, New York State, even the whole America, even China, even the whole world.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.